almost strictly political process of slashing line items and then signing the budgets. And so we have 16 budgets signed into law by the governor. Actually, we have a 2020 fiscal plan with a whole bunch of gaps in it for critical services for veterans, for autism kids, for schools, for critical access hospitals, things that, frankly, 99% of Michigan citizens would not have any problem with. So you can, I'll leave you at your own devices to determine what the purpose of it was.